My sensations are dulled by the alcohol, and I am so okay with that. Okay that I've had enough to drink so that for the first time in 6 months, the ache that hits me with the memories isn't as sharp. I look around and try to focus on everything. The abundant flowers, the welcome chill from the ocean breeze, the pair of high heels abandoned in the corner. But all I can think about is how beautiful and happy Riley was tonight. And my mind keeps recalling what my sister Lexi looked like on her wedding day. The words she said to me, her laugh ringing out above the guests as Danny made his toast to her, the smile on her face as the future stretched ahead of them. Stop it, Had. Don't ruin a perfect night. You deserve to celebrate your best friend's wedding without feeling guilty. But I can't stop thinking about that other wedding, although the details are starting to fade in my mind. And I so badly want to remember every little detail about her. I need to be able to tell my niece, Madeline, about how her mom loved to stand in the rain because she wanted to catch it on her tongue. How she ate pizza backward because the crust was her favorite part. How she loved to face the opposite way on the swings so we could give each other high fives. There are so many things I fear I'll forget. And so many other memories from the past year that I wish I could. We'll be back in the morning, miss, to pick up the tables and chairs and the lot. The caterer's voice pulls me from my melancholy thoughts. Thoughts that don't belong after the sheer beauty of today's wedding. I turn to look at him, words choking in my throat.
Not a problem.
Beck's voice startles me. I didn't realize he was out here on the deck, but I'm so glad he answers because between the alcohol and the memories, I'm in no shape to respond coherently.
The housekeeper, Grace, will be here at 10 to let you in.
I finish the rest of my drink as the caterer thanks Bex. Then I turn around on unsteady legs to face him as he steps out of the night's shadows into the light of the full moon. And it must be a mixture of the heady emotions of the day and my lack of sobriety, but my breath catches when I meet his eyes. It's just Bex, boy next door, handsome as usual, dirty blonde hair spiked up at the ends, aqua blue eyes, so light the night makes them seem transparent. So why in the hell are parts of my body suddenly on alert? I dart my tongue out to my tingling lips as he leans a broad shoulder against the post of the trellis and stares at me, head angled to the side, shirt unbuttoned at the collar, and bow tie hanging loosely around his neck. I hear the ice in his glass clink as he shifts to set it on the table beside him, but his eyes hold steadfast to mine.
You okay?
That slow, even drawl of his breaks the silence. I nod my head, still not trusting my voice, still trying to figure out why all of a sudden there is this tension between us, this electric energy that has never been there before. Sure, we've flirted harmlessly since we met through our best friends, Riley and Colton, but this is different. And I can't quite put my finger on what's changed. Not sure if I even want to.